Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Of course, we're talking Tiger baseball. And candidly, I'm not really sure the collective mood of our audience today, because I've seen a lot of the Tiger fan on the ledge. I don't know that that's everybody. So we want to get that collective mood from you. 248-539-9797. John and I have a unified front today. We are unwavering. The series is not over. The series is far from over, and we're not going to panic after game one. John, your message to fans on the ledge.
Well, it's a five-game series versus a three-game series. You are going to get a home game, and most likely two, because you get a Skubal start and win today. Then it forces two more games at Comerica Park. Now, you can end it in Comerica Park, which would be unbelievable. And I think it goes back to trust. You have to trust, first of all, A.J. Hinch. You've got to trust this Tiger team that has been doing this, playoff baseball caliber situation, got to win now for over 2.5 months. Trust Skubal, trust the bullpen, trust the bats that have been opportunistic to be able to come in and give some run support, and trust a team that they don't look at the stats. They don't look at the uphill, the downhill. They don't look at any of these things. They just go out there and play.
They haven't lost back-to-back meaningful games in over a month. I know they lost two straight to the White Sox to close the season. They had already clinched. They haven't lost back-to-back since September 4th. And part of that is what Morosi just told us. It all hinges on the anchor of Tarek Skubal, that he allows you to reset your bullpen, pick up a win, build momentum, stop the bleeding in this case, and you're sending the best pitcher on planet Earth to the mound. So if he goes out and delivers, this is what we talked about on Friday. If they lose, Skubal evens the ledger,
yep,
coming home. Then you get two of the next three at your place. There's no reason to panic. I know the bats were bad on Saturday, right? Four hits is not going to be good enough. If you watch their at-bats late in that game, they're swinging for the fences, right?
Yep.
They're down five runs. You can't hit a five-run homer, but it looked like they were trying to. That's not going to be their brand of baseball. They're going to need this to be a two- or three-run game. They have to win the first six innings, because if you get to Cleveland's pen and you're down five, like, see ya.
Yeah.
But if you're within a run, if you have a lead, Skubal sets the tone. You can have those gritty at-bats that they've used to claw back into games. Torkelson, not very good. Hasn't been very good. They've still found ways to win. And they're going to have their lefty lineup today. It means Ibañez in the game, right? It means Carpenter sitting on the bench ready for the biggest at-bat of the game. Like, I'm not panicking yet.
No, and I don't think anybody should be panicking, because part of this is the unknown territory, the unexpected territory that they're in. We heard from JP that the fact, you know, nobody expected him to be here, but now baseball is a team that you are fearful of. It's a team that you have to respect. And if you don't, you're going to end up like the Astros, sitting at home the rest of the, you know, watching the rest of the postseason. It's Tarek Skubal on the mound. It's AJ Hinch. And that's really where I go. We talked about where does the credit lie. And yeah, the players have to go out and actually perform. But AJ Hinch has pulled all the right strings to put players in position to be successful. And the fact that, yeah, that game was over in the first inning. Okay, well, you know, they played the other eight, but it was effectively over in the first inning. So they were able to preserve the bullpen for whatever they needed today as well. And they had the day rest. They had a day to forget about it. And you go back to the end of the season, they lost 7-1 in Baltimore. And I don't think any of us thought, oh my goodness. Sure, was it concerning? Yeah. It was three in a row at Baltimore. They lost the first one.
But how did they respond, which is all that we care about now?
Yeah, they won an extra inning, 6-4.
They won the very next day, and it was the Sweeney game.
Yeah.
Right? Talk about making plays when you have to. Then the very next day to win that series, it was Parker Meadows robbing a homer, Cary Carpenter hitting home runs. Like, we've seen them lose an ugly game. We very rarely have seen them lose back-to-back, and we very rarely go into Skubal starts with this dread. Yet I do sense a level of dread today. Maybe there are Tiger fans who feel like the clock struck midnight and we can't have nice things and they're not actually good and it's all going to be over. Wait until after the game today before we express those feelings. Because if they win the game today with Skubal on the mound, 1-1, coming home, deep breaths.
And it didn't look good, right? Five in the first inning. Things did not go their way. But did we think they were going to go undefeated in Major League Baseball postseason play?
No.
There was going to be a loss at some point. All right. You'd like to be up in the series. Not everything is going to go exactly how you need it to go. So then you go back to work, you trust the process, and you go out there with the best pitcher on the planet and you get a win.
Phone calls, ticket texts. We want to hear from you guys. Where are you at emotionally? What is your mood with this baseball team? They are down 0-1. Skubal's on the mound. Your mood. I've also been trying to judge Chris Villar's body language. He's got the update next. He is a Guardians fan. He's just been sitting quietly.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good.
All right, I wanted some of your...
Of course you are.
He's fine.
Yeah, of course you are. Open phone lines on the Tigers. Your mood. Down 0-1. Tarek Skubal on the mound. 8:35 weekend overreactions, including the best running back since Barry Sanders. 8:50, we talk Michigan football. I know, John, it's a long flight. Get some time to think.
Rough.
Lots of time to think.
Weekend.
We'll get to it. Chris Villar, what's your mood today?
I'm feeling okay, Jim.
Of course you are. Your team's up 1-0.
Hey, you know what? If they come out today and they can't hit Tarek Skubal and they lose that game, that's okay too.
Oh, it's okay, even though you might not go back to Cleveland.
Well, I kind of assumed that the Tarek Skubal game was going to be an L, so I'm just going to put that in my back pocket and enjoy the game today no matter what.
And you're okay coming to Detroit at 1-1?
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, okay. Skubal was going to pitch. I think that's fair to say.
Okay.
Is it not? Then you're going to throw your little bullpen bulk things at us.
Whatever that is.
We'll see how that goes. I'm excited that the stadium was 90-10, to be honest with you. I thought it was going to be worse for the fans that
Cleveland
were
showed
that
up. Showed up.
Yeah, so Cleveland actually showed up to the game, which was nice to see.
Because you said on Friday you thought it was actually going to be like, what, 65-35?
I said that for today's game. I thought it may have been 65-35, but I'm glad that it was very, very one-sided Cleveland. And it was nice to watch that game before I had to see the Browns mess show up and ruin my entire weekend.
Does it ruin your weekend, though?
It really does, man.
Isn't it kind of anticipated?
I told Jim, man, like, it's cool to have a good baseball team and it's a fun postseason, but there's just something about your NFL team being bad that ruins your mood no matter what else is happening with any of the other sports teams.
You're preaching that to us.
I know. It's a Lions. The Lions have been good for a couple years now. You forget how awful it feels to have them look like trash on the weekend. It's just a different feeling, man.
I don't think we've forgotten.
I don't know. Have people gotten used to being good yet?
Seriously. I love it.
I love it. It feels good.
But Do you guys have PTSD in the back of your mind? No? No?
No, I think we've moved past
that. No, you guys are jaded to losing now.
What do you mean?
Like you don't... Like the thought of ugly losses does not creep in the back of your mind nearly as much as it would have used to, right?
Yeah.
You're not assuming you're going to look bad at any point.
No. That's not what I'm talking about. But to think that 60 years of strife and losing, I don't think anybody's forgotten.
No,
about
but you
that.
Get into a groove, man. You don't get those intrusive thoughts anymore, do you?
No. No.
So now Cleveland's sitting here at,
you still have the intrusive thoughts.
Our season is over. The Guardian season lasted longer than the Brown season, which is not fun to say. Everyone hates our quarterback. It's the entire team is awful, not just him. And it's just a bad feeling, man.
Terry Bradshaw said they need to put him down.
Doesn't feel great. May as well. Whatever. And no one will care. And no one out there would care. They're like, okay, sure, DTR, let's go.
All right. Chris Filar, updates top of every hour. All right, some ticket text on the mood, not of Cleveland fans, but our fans, Tiger fans, what are they thinking? Ticket Texter says they looked like a team finally starting to feel the pressure. I would say they're done. It was fun while it lasted. That's John?
I don't understand why you would think it was done. If they come back to Detroit 1-1, well, if they lose today, that's
a
different story. It's a different conversation. It's a different level of concern. But if they come back 1-1, split in Cleveland, it kind of hit me when I was talking to Chris, or when we were talking to Chris. If you win today, you don't have to go back to Cleveland. You don't have to go back and play a fifth game in Cleveland. Now, Cleveland holds that in their back pocket, but you're going to have two games in Comerica where you could end it and not have to go play in Cleveland again.
Right, and if you do, it'd be school ball.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Texter says, I feel like our magic ran out. They ran out of gas. Maybe the Mets stole our voodoo. Well, they lost in walk-off fashion yesterday, so maybe we take that voodoo destiny magic back. Texter says, yeah, they stole our voodoo. Texter says, you guys aren't panicking, but you're saying your season relies on one game today? Still got to win games without Scooble to win this series. I like their chances of taking at least one of two games at home.
Yeah, and Scooble's going to set the tone. Now, is it too much to ask of Tarek Scooble?
No,
I don't think so. This is if you're the Cy Young winner, and it's just a matter of time right now before he is named the Cy Young Award winner, then you have the best pitcher in baseball. You expect that he's going to go out there and pitch like the best pitcher in baseball.
I think what we're seeing here is the way you lose sometimes, overreaction. And people need to put that aside. I mean, in some ways you could look at it, like I'm looking at a glass half full right now. They got the they were due for something like that. They got some things out of the way in that game in terms of Reese Olson did show that I think we can rely on him going forward, but he got that bad first pitch out of the way, and it didn't shock me because he's going out there probably just trying to throw a strike the first time, you know?
Well, that was the worst case scenario with the strategy AJ uses. The best case scenario is your opener mows down the first inning, and then your bulk reliever gets a favorable matchup, avoids the best hitters, can settle in and do a great job. The nightmare scenario is your opener doesn't do a good job, and in addition to entering the game not in the best case scenario, he entered in the worst case scenario, and he did give up that big home run. But Tom, you're right with Reese Olson. If they're going to win this series, if they're going to win this series and more, they're going to need more than just Skubal. I feel good about Olson pitching in game three or four.
You know,
I really do. I know he gave up the home run, but I felt encouraged with him overall.
He got that McKinstry error out of the way. More times than not, he's going to feel that by far. So maybe that defensive play is made in a situation. Now, I mean, baseball is such a game, law of averages. Bottom line is, if you believe in what's happened here so far and that they can continue it, they've responded in this situation. They lost 7-1 to Baltimore 2.5 weeks ago in Baltimore. And that thing looked like after that game that night, oh boy, now it's going to be over. And it wasn't. And they've responded from that. And they won two nail-biting games in Baltimore to keep this going.
I think this is a great example of, we always have the debate, would you rather lose a game by being blown out versus a home run in the ninth, where like Morosi talked about with Big Poppy, like it hurts more to lose it in the bottom of the ninth or the top of the ninth, but in the last waning moments versus being blown out. But I think part of what Tigers fans are feeling right now, and some of them feeling a little bit hopeless, is because the Tigers weren't in that game.
Sure.
And it felt like in that game, on that one day, like they didn't belong.
Right, but they also, just another positive, they didn't tax any other important pieces of the bullpen.
Well, that's what made what Reese did so important, and then Montero, obviously, afterwards. They had the off day. Honestly, it's not about that they didn't tax any arms because of the off day. I think they would have been okay. It's that Cleveland hitters didn't get to see some of those Tigers relievers.
Bingo, didn't get to see the new Brisky.
Right. I mean, some of these guys are so unknown. I mean, they're AAA guys that you don't have a lot of experience seeing. Hanafy, Herder. I know we're going, who these guys have been critical for the Tigers making this run here, and you didn't have to use them in game one. That is a silver lining too. Ticket Texture says a couple reasons I feel good. One, a playoff series doesn't start until the home team loses. Two, after defeating Framber Valdez in game one in Houston, the Tigers have now gone 22-12 against left-handed starters this season. Stan in Shelby Township.
Well, and that goes to what John Morosi was talking about. Like, even though you're not going to have Kerry Carpenter in the lineup to start against a lefty, a lot of people do like the lineup against lefties because the 22-12. They've been very successful in winning games. They may not be pretty. They've been successful at winning games against lefties.
I miss being able to say the series doesn't start until the home team
loses a game.
Because we haven't had this. But it's a good reminder. Like, it's a cliche, absolutely a cliche, but sometimes things are cliche for a reason. It's because more often than not, like, it is a huge swing in the series. Is if the Tigers win today, they're the home team the rest of the way. They get 2 or 3 at home. Like, the series really has not turned into a colossal panic.
Nor should it.
The series is far from over. You lose one game, but you got Skubal today. It's far from over.
Plus, the Milliken's are going to be there.
Right. How do you factor that in, John?
Yeah, I mean, the Milliken's are going to be there. The support they're bringing, they're going to be part of that 35% Tigers fans that are rocking it in Cleveland.
Ticket Texture says, good morning. The Dodgers lost 10-2 yesterday. Are they done as well? Nope. Dodgers a little better than the Tigers, but same logic applies. One game doesn't decide a series.
Right.
I want the Tigers to win, but Skubal starts are not guaranteed wins. You will have to score more than 0 runs to win. That's my biggest concern. Jordan in Farmington Hills.
Yeah. No, that is, it's not just the performance you're going to get on the mound. That's why I asked JP that question. Like, what's the faith in the bats that, and what type of run support is Tarik Skubal going to get? Is he going to get one? Is he going to get, you know, two or more? We don't know, but he only needs one more than he gives up.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's only one.
You know, Matthew Boyd has never pitched in the playoffs. And we all know what he is, but he's in a, you know, it seems he's found a little bit of magic here, but I think that'll be different. I actually expect the Tigers to actually post a couple of runs in the first inning today and respond. Jump I really him. Do.
Yeah.
And then can you hold on? I think you're going to see super high leverage bullpen playoff baseball the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. Hopefully the 8th and 9th. Hopefully Scooble can go 7th, but I think the Guardians will probably work the count on him to get him out somewhere right around the, after the 6th. And yeah. You got to trust what got you there.
If you look at the Tiger bats for the postseason, which takes all three games, their best hitter right now is Andy Ibañez, 2-for-4, Zach McKinstry, 2-for-5, Jake Rogers, 3-for-10. You know who I didn't bring up? Riley Green, Matt Vierling, Parker Meadows, Kerry Carpenter, Spencer Torkelson. Now, I don't expect much from Torkelson, but I do expect those other guys to deliver at some point in this postseason. There you go. They're due.
Now, we saw today. The Milliken family is going today, like you guys referenced, and we did see one Scooble start this year, 10-1 win.
Well, there you have it. That. Those are the analytics. That's why you listen. It's 97.1. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.